The DUP's Alistair Ross is in our Stormont studios. Alistair Ross, your opponents say you've been playing hardball from the word go, so presumably the fact that there's an election now doesn't come as any great surprise.
No, I think it's been clear for several weeks now that Sinn Féin have been looking to manufacture a crisis and have been looking to collapse the institutions here. So at a time when we should be tackling RHI, we should be tackling hospital waiting lists, when we should be helping to grow our economy, instead people are going to have to go to the polls and face an element of uncertainty after the election.
You fed them with a lot of ammunition on your handling of RHI.
Not really. I mean, we want to see an investigation. We were the ones who said we wanted to see a full judge-led investigation. Sinn Féin were the ones who frustrated that. They said that Arlene Foster had to stand aside. Obviously, she hasn't done anything wrong. Why would she stand aside? When Martin McGuinness resigned, that impediment was gone. Sinn Féin still didn't want to move to a full investigation. At that point, we joined other parties in saying, well, look, it's not our preference, but let's have a full public inquiry. Let's use the Inquiries Act. And again, Sinn Féin didn't want to do that. So any prospect of getting an investigation up and going to find out what went wrong, who knew what and why certain decisions were made, it will be frustrated now by the fact that Sinn Féin have forced an election and crashed the institutions down.
Would it have been so humiliating to stand aside for a short time? I mean, Peter Robinson did it before on another issue, didn't he?
It was another issue, and there were very different circumstances there. Obviously, there was health concerns around a family situation. So they're very different circumstances. Arlene Foster has made it clear that there's not one iota of evidence that she's done anything wrong. So why would she stand down? But at that same time, she wanted a full investigation. It's in our best interest to have a full investigation and get the facts out there. We have done everything we can in the last number of weeks to get that up and running. And unfortunately, now Sinn Féin have forced an election, crashed institutions down, and made sure that an investigation won't get up and running anytime soon.
Well, obviously, Sinn Féin have been leading the charge, and they were in the hot seat when it came to triggering the election by not reappointing the Deputy First Minister. But it has to be said, all the other parties have been rowing in behind them. I mean, it is DUP versus the rest, isn't it?
Well, again, the last time the executive met, there was a clear strategy set out of setting up the investigation. Within a few days, something happened within Sinn Féin that spooked them and made them want to manufacture this crisis. And I think that's something that the public will recognise. The fact that only 2 months ago, executive ministers from all parties were going around Northern Ireland highlighting the new programme for government that we had, the draft programme for government, highlighting the new outcomes-based approach, celebrating how important that was to move Northern Ireland forward. And yet within a few weeks, suddenly they think that there's a range of problems that they have had for a long time. The natural logic would have been, if they had so many problems on all of these range of issues, they would have refused to have a programme for government that didn't include them. The reality is something has happened within Sinn Féin in the last 2 months that has made them want to force a crisis upon the people of Northern Ireland and wanted them to trigger an election. So I think that there's a focus on what exactly is going on within Sinn Féin that has made them want to crash the institutions down.
Is the DUP bracing itself for loss of seats?
Well, I think all parties will lose seats. We're going to a 90-seat assembly. But look, we will go to the people with the same platform that we had only 7 months ago when we came back with 38 seats and our highest ever vote. I think that people will endorse that again. And look, if Sinn Féin think that they can bully unionists into doing what they want and think that they can crash the institutions down when they don't get to what they want, people will see that the DUP for 10 years have frustrated Sinn Féin's ambitions and have been strong advocates for the union and strong advocates for moving Northern Ireland forward. And I think on that basis, people will come out and endorse the DUP once again. And I also make the point that, look, more than ever, people are united behind Arlene Foster as our leader. People want to see her returned as the First Minister. And I personally want to see an executive
There are plenty who died in the wool DUP voters might think like that, but there are plenty of others who wouldn't be that happy to see her returned as First Minister. But moving on, I mean, another issue, for instance, Robin Newton, his position as Speaker, there's a sort of vote of confidence. And basically the DUP have sort of stamped on that with this petition of concern. Was that entirely necessary?
Well, I don't think it was entirely necessary to have a vote of no confidence. I think that there is an immaturity around some political groups within Stormont that if they don't like a decision, they suddenly have a vote of no confidence in them. If you look at any other chamber around the world, you know, they don't resort to this sort of stuff when they don't get their way. My understanding, and I'm not privy to the legal advice or the procedural advice that the Speaker got, but he followed that procedural and advice and legal advice that he was given. So like, I can take that in face value and believe that the Speaker... I mean, I don't think the Speaker has acted in any way.
But some people have worries about his neutrality when it came to handling the whole thing in the chamber, because he is, of course, a member of the DUP.
Well, speakers are always members of political parties, but Robin hasn't attended any DUP events. He hasn't been releasing statements on DUP paper. He hasn't been an active DUP member in that sense, as has been the case with other speakers as well when they withdraw from party politics. And the current speaker is no different.
OK, Alistair Ross, thank you very much indeed. Alistair Ross up in our Stormont studios.